إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وبعد، inshallah, today being a beautiful day outside and the nice weather coming back to Halifax, we have to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have to say all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all thanks is due to Him for, number one, the guidance that He has given us. The guidance that He has given us. Alhamdulillah that we don't have to go to the Qur'an and to search who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Qur'an, the most infinitely good has taught the Qur'an. Meaning He has already identified Himself. So we don't have to go to the book in order to theologically look at it and say, well, who are we supposed to worship? Is it Allah? Is it His manifestation? Is it what? What is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ. Say Allah is one. And then the whole surah. Everyone knows that, but you have to actually ponder over the deep significance of Surah Al-Ikhlas, that it is a magnificent surah. It is very short, but it's actually very potent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance is the real guidance. And obviously, the kufr, the disbelief of any sort, that's what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-kufru millatun wahida. That kufr is one millah, meaning it's one group, whatever kufr you have, because disbelief has many manifestations. But it will be just one thing, because it's all put together in one soup bowl. So the guidance, we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're not in this state of dilemma to think that, oh, who should we worship, how should we do it, I don't know, well, I believe, but I don't know what. I asked a question to somebody a few days ago because he was stating, well, you know, we should not question and we should not do this. And it was a whole tailspin argument. But then I just interjected and I said, what do you believe? I don't know. That was the answer. I don't know. So we have to be thankful, because if you ask anymore, we believe in the cherisher, sustainer, creator of the universe, named Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has created everything. He is nothing like His creation. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. That there's nothing comparable unto Him. It's a very dynamic way it gives us some kind of stability. So we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for receiving that guidance. And number two, and this is just my own list, I have not taken it from somebody or entrenched in some kind of codification, but it's just a list that I came up with to share with you. So we have to also be thankful for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one who has brought us the guidance. On his heart was revealed the Qur'an. He was the one actually that used to weep out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who used to stand in nightly prayers till his feet were swollen. He is the one actually used to love his companions. He used to love the poor. He used to love the widow. He used to love the orphans. He used to take care of the ones who were downtrodden. He used to uplift the ones who were depressed. This was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one who actually gave us this beautiful guidance from his mouth. He is the one who left his dunya to give us. He is the one who went to Taif to be stoned for 11 days and still said, no, don't crush the mountains on them. Perchance from their offsprings people will come and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who has brought the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who has verified and sanctified all the prophets from Jesus all the way up to Adam. But He is Khatim al-Nabiyyin. He is the last of the messengers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should be thankful that we can go back to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with something that is not fabricated, something that is not false, something that is entrenched in truth. We should be happy about that. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about that. But how many people look to their blessings as a blessings? How many people ponder the greatness of the Messenger of Allah to humanity? how many people have even thought about him in a day to think that, oh, should we send some peace and blessings upon him? How many people have thought that the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with the true guidance, and then we should be thankful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for that? Number three, we should be thankful that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent us the Qur'an. The Qur'an is a majestic book. It has no errors, has no contradictions. It is not messed up with pornography. It is not messed up with lewd things about prophets. It is a book that is clear and manifest. It does not have something like, oh, bring my cloak here. That has no significance to humanity. It has no extra words that are just flying around there for no reason. Two pages nobody can understand in other scriptures. Pages upon pages of no significance. Every single letter of the book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has a significance to the whole of humanity. There is nothing that's out of place. So we should be actually thankful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for having this Qur'an. The Qur'an is actually something that is easy, that people can memorize it. Why are our youth, why are our elders are not memorizing the book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? One Somali lady, she was 80 years old, and she memorized the book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala at the age of 80. So it's not too late for you to go and memorize the book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How many people open the book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and see what's in it? What's the guidance? Yes, we're very proud of it, but what are you proud of? Do you know what surahs contains what? What is the connection from Rabbil Alameen to all of us? What is the connection from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to all of humanity? What is it? You have to open, you have to crack that binding and say, let me look, what's the binding? And if I can ask, just is this a small favor, inshallah, from all of us, that people will be coming in and out the door here. So if you distract yourself, this is like a form of laghu. You ruin your prayer, just like playing with the carpet, keep looking out the door. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad that you're glad with the brothers and sisters coming out, but try to pay attention so we can actually recharge our batteries and come to the conclusion that we will be thankful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the Qur'an is a magnificent, and we can go on and on about the Qur'an. It is a recitation that actually touches the heart. It is a recitation that actually brings tranquility to the home. It is the one that drives the shaitan away. This is the Qur'an. It actually sounds very... That's why the hearts are disturbed these days, because not enough of the Qur'an is being recited. Not enough of the Qur'an is being understood. How can the hearts be at peace if you don't understand the book of Allah? So you should be thankful that He has given you the Qur'an. But to show thankfulness is to open the Qur'an to see what is the message inside the book of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You just have to open it. You should be thankful that Allah gave you sight, that you can open it. Number four, that we should be thankful for our scholars that have come by. Imam Bukhari, who has compiled 9 volumes of Sahih al-Bukhari, he compiled over 600,000 hadith, memorized over 200,000 of them. And about close to 8,000 or 7,000 some odd has been listed in his Sahih, in his compilation. This was Imam Bukhari, who was actually used to make wudu. Some say he used to make ghusl before he actually used to write down the hadith and they snatched and so on. This was a blessing from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Imam Muslim, the same thing. A blessing from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Imam An-Nawawi, the same thing. These were great, and their statures actually nobody can even touch nowadays. They're asking, shall we have, can we say, they were asking a scholar, can we say Rahimullah on Imam An-Nawawi and Ibn Hajar? What a ridiculous question. I can't believe that people are having this intellectual exercise to ask whether we can say peace be upon them. You actually utilize their books and you understand a great deal from it. And then you say, can we say peace? Of course you can say peace be upon them. You should say peace be upon them. You should say that may Allah be pleased with them. They were great scholars. Imam Abu Hanifa was a great scholar. Imam Ahmed was a great scholar. Imam Malik was a great scholar. He would not ride a horse. He would not ride a horse in the vicinity of the Prophet's city. He would actually go out of the boundaries and then ride the horse out of the deep respect of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These were the imams that actually were a beacon. They were really a lighthouse of somebody that you can go to safety. And now we don't even read their lives. We don't even take anything from them, and we're just going on in our lives like dead wood and have no significance. So we should thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for all the scholars. And there's so many more of them. the contemporary ones, the old ones, so many more of the scholars that we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they spend their lives studying the deen of Allah and giving us that rich source. We have a tradition that is unmatched by any other tradition. That's why they want to get rid of us. Anywhere that you go, you'll have a problem. They don't want us to meet. Because look at our faces. We come from all different areas. We're white, black, Indian, Pakistani, Kuwaiti, Arabic, this, we, you name it. That's why, you know, it's a threat to them. Because it brings you into the true brotherhood. They say stop racism with those little foolish stickers that they stick all over the place, which are really environmentally unfriendly. It keeps sticking stickers off. Stop racism is not going to happen by putting a sticker on the door. It's not going to happen. Stop racism. You have to actually wash your heart out from racism, and then that's how it's going to stop. It will not stop. You know, they love Malcolm X, they put that X on their hat, but when you read his letters and say, well, Islam is a solution for America and the cancer of racism, they say, oh, we don't want to hear any longer. They don't even want me to finish the paragraph. I love Malcolm X. Oh, let us see what he has to say. That's why they keep on actually putting Martin Luther King, who was also a good man. He had his fault, but he could not touch Malcolm X, alayhi rahmatullah, and the things that he did, and the stand that Malcolm X took. Malcolm never actually caved into any kind of governmental pressure. So why don't they put him out? They keep saying, oh, he's a militant, he's an extremist, a hater, a this, a that. And then they don't see what his life story was about. So we should actually be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all those great people that He has given us. Number five, we should be thankful about the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is on no specific order, right? We should be thankful about the companions. We should be thankful about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who was actually the second in the cave. We should be thankful about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, who, when they came to him, he said, oh, your friend went for a night journey in ascension. Do you believe that? He said, I believe in something even more stranger than that, that he gets revelation from the sky. You see, this is what you call, this is Siddiq. He is the one who has actually testified to the truth. So we should be thankful for Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. We should be thankful for Umar radiallahu anhu, who used to actually stand up and said, you know, may your mother be bereft. I'm going out here. Whoever likes to follow me, let him know that his mother will lose his child. This is how he made the hijrah. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a magnificent human being. We should be thankful for Uthman radiallahu anhu, who used to sleep on the ground while it marks. He was a khalifa who used to have marks on his back, who used to wear very coarse clothing, who used to weep at night, fast all his days. We should be thankful for Ali radiallahu anhu. When they said, let us attack, he said, no, we don't attack until they attack us. We should be thankful about the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about their deep faith, about their great example that they have left behind, how to love Allah and His Messenger. We should be thankful about that. Number six, we should be thankful about the health that we have. The health. We should be thankful about that. The health that you have. The heart that is healthy right now. Don't clog it with wrong things. Halal and tayyiba. You should eat halal and tayyib. You should eat something that is permissible, lawful, and that is good also. You should not say, oh, this is halal, let me stuff it till the boundaries end. You should not do that. You have a heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is a mudghah in the, is a piece of flesh in the body. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. That if it is salah, if it is sound, the whole body is sound. And if it's corrupted, the whole body is corrupted. أَلَاهِي الْقَلْبِ. That this is the heart, he said. And if you look at it from a physical manifestation, it is still, it'll still kill you, because if your heart is not sound, they say now that if the heart has a problem, then the whole body has a problem. And likewise spiritually, if your heart is dead and is like a rock, then the whole body is like a rock. You're just a walking piece of wood that does not understand and does not hear and does not see. So the heart is a very crucial apparatus that we should take care of physically as well as spiritually. If you are eating, drinking olive oil and so on and so forth, then the next step is actually to spiritually purify yourself also. So let us give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the health that we have to walk out and breathe the fresh air. Some people actually have to be connected to the dialysis machine, a big cumbersome thing that they can't go out. Now they have a portable one. It's still very cumbersome to keep carrying that thing out. And only a few people can afford it because it's money counts, right? It's not for everyone. How about our brothers and sisters who can't even afford one dinner to eat, let alone kidney dialysis? They probably die off. They don't have access to such machinery. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the health that we have. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number seven, for the shelter that He has given us. That shelter that we have, that we take for granted. Because the Israelis, what they're doing to the Palestinians is something that is horrific. They're actually demolishing their homes. They say, well, we're not occupying. It's a small incursion. We're not occupying. We destroy everything in sight, and then we leave, but yet the Palestinians are not allowed to come back. Not allowed to come back to their homes. You don't call that that's occupation of occupation. That's why people don't, that's why even this building here, they don't want us to be here. Because they don't want anybody to know the truth. We should not have a gathering like this. We should go to masjids who would just hear things like, be thankful, and that's it. You know, and some old story, and that's it. To just lull us to sleep. We should be talking about the Dajjal. We should be talking about the Antichrist coming. We should be talking, and that's one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, that the Messenger of Allah said that they will not talk about the Dajjal. And that's why nobody talks about the Dajjal. Have you ever heard it in any Jummah? We don't talk about the Dajjal. So we should actually have this understanding that we have shelter, so thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because many people don't have shelter. I've seen people who just have a tin roof, and it gets very hot in the daytime, gets very cold at night. And they eat green chilies in the nighttime, and they have little kids and babies. And then we're just actually throwing our money away, oh yes, take here, take there. So we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the shelter we had. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food that He has given us. Kulu wa shrabu, He has not denied us for eating and drinking. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the one who wastes. Eat and drink, but not in excess. And He does not love the ones who waste. All wasters. So sometimes we waste our lives away, we waste our food. So next time you put that food in your mouth, understand that somebody out there doesn't have food in their mouth and is going through some problems. And wealth. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wealth that you have. So when you do put it in a box, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that. Know that only the little fraction of your money that you can even not even feel it, that you put there so somebody can be helped. Why do we have to keep begging every week, that somebody's in problem in our community, somebody's in problem abroad, somebody's problem here, something's happened, and we have to keep begging. We should not have to keep. People should be self-motivated to say, listen, where's the problem? Let me fix it. We don't have to keep announcing that. But this is the age that we live in, that we have to keep begging. We should not have to beg from each other. We should actually, when you put something, say, Jazakallahu khairan, that you give me the opportunity to get blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what have you left behind? What have you sent forward? He said, the thing that you have sent forward is what you have given out in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you have sent forward. So be thankful for the food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and the wealth that He has given you. Like somebody, his father took him, there's a story, his father took him to see the poor in the valley. And they went, this son and this father went to the valley, and they said, son, I'm going to teach you how the poor live. So the son went, and they saw everything, and they came back after 2 days, and he asked the son, he said, did you see that, son? He said, yeah, I seen that, dad. He said, I see how poor we are, right? Because he said, they have a canopy on top of them, and we have just a roof, we can't even see on top. They have a light from the stars, but we have a imported from China. They have a garden that runs for till the eyesight can see. We only have a garden that goes to the end of the road. They have a patio that actually goes to the creek. We have a patio that's only 2 steps. So he said, I see how poor we are. He said, we have a little pool, but they have a running creek. Right? So the father was actually stunned, and he said, this, you know, obviously I hope he took the lesson from it, right? So we should be actually thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having good friends. If your friends actually bring you closer to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the friends that you should hold on to with your teeth. And if they take you away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know where to cut it. You're intelligent human beings, you know where to cut it. And number 11, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to learn how to read and write. Even though the school system is not geared to teach you learn how to read and write. How to read and write. It's not geared for that. Because if you even give an essay to anybody, even coming out of university, if they don't critically think about it, they don't understand it. It's all just jargon. The state-run apparatus that we have there, the big monster. They just want you to do your taxes, read the propaganda, the newspapers, whatever, Chronicle, Herald, The Star, whatever, whatever. This is what the school system's all about. And we're actually modeling that school system thinking we're going to bring out Imam al-Nawawi. We're not going to do that. You know, this is a sad fact, but this is the truth of reality. We're not going to bring it. That's why they have IBMs and Oracle and so on and so forth. They have these institutions, and we have to actually jump more than half of our lives, disregarding any of our Islamic principles, jump half of our lives to get to where they're going, and at the end of the road they say, goodbye, get lost. Right? Even if they say get lost, that will be a great thing, because usually they don't even talk to you. They'll email you or send you a slip. So this is how we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to read and write and critically understand what we're reading and writing. That's a whole topic by itself. We should actually be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us offsprings that love us, our kids, that we can take them to emergency, while our brothers and sisters in Iraq, they can't do that. In Palestine, they can't do that. They said they cut the Gaza Strip in three. You might as well cut it in 1,500 pieces. It's the same thing. You've already cut it up as it is. So what are you saying, we cut it in three and easing the blockade? These are all semantics of words. It's not to duke any intelligent human being who's reading that. Even they can't even duke the Canadians who actually have a critical mind. That's the shame on the Muslims who they, oh, they're easing the restrictions. Give me a break. Give me a break. They're putting them, it's just like calling Nelson Mandela a fanatic, right? Because he was fighting for, to get rid of the oppressors on his back and on his country's back, right? It's the same thing. It's the same seizure. It's the same usurpation of land. It's the same thing. It's nothing that's different. So we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the children that we have, that we can actually take care of them. And if they fall sick, we can give them some medicine or whatever. We should be thankful that we have this facility here and that we can love our children and enjoy them. Enjoy this time and be thankful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us accountable. How did you raise your kids up? How did you raise your kids up? How did you do it? And we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every time we make a sin, we still live. We still live. We make sins and transgressions after transgressions, and we still live. We still live after disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's His mercy. That's His rahmah. That we still live. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our parents that we have. Look at the little things. You should not have to go to Oprah to see what you have to write in your diary or journal. That's nonsense. Oprah is just, she's an Uncle Tom et, if you understand Western philosophy. She's just a bone that's thrown out there to the black community to say, look, oh, she's made it, you can do it too. This is just powers to be showing that, look, we're just going to lull you to sleep for 400 years of your oppression. We're just going to put you to sleep because we're going to put Oprah out there, Brian Gumbel, and whoever you know of African descent. Oh, look, they've made it. But how about the millions of people who are actually wasting away in projects? How about them? How about the thousands of people who have been incarcerated unlawfully and innocent, sitting on death row? Some people have died without it. Because what? Because his color is not the right color. We're still living in that state. So, you know, don't go to Oprah. She will not tell you what to do because she's just a mouthpiece of the master. So don't do it. Don't do it. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the parents that He has given you, and have that gratitude towards them, and don't be mean and cruel to them. And respect them. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the eyesight that you have, that you can read and that you can write, that you can see things, that you can see the blue sky, that you can see where you're going. That's a very big benefit. If you notice in the middle of the night, if the light goes out or if the bulb is blown, you can't see anything. You actually grope in the dark. But we're actually groping in light because we're not seeing with the internal heart. We're not seeing with the spiritual heart. Well, how long will it take for us to actually come out of that darkness? of the spiritual darkness to come into the light of spiritual light and beneficence. How long will it take us? That we have to see with our eyesight, internal eye and our physical eye. How long will it take us to do that? And how long will it take us to hear? The hearing that you have is subhanAllah, they can't duplicate it even in machinery. It's a wonderful thing. It can hear a pin drop and it can hear something very loud. It has its own equalizer. You don't have to adjust it. But you're killing it with loud music into your ear all 24/7. This is a piece that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you for your benefit. Your benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has created the hearing, the sight, and af'idah, that your heart. Right? قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. That little thanks that you give. Right? Little thanks that you give for all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Wallahi, evaluate yourself that you will have such blessings. Evaluate yourself that you will have this hearing, that you will have this sight, that you will have this health. You will have a mission in life. Don't lose sight of that and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. فَذْكُرُونِ يَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me and I'll remember you. And give thanks to me and don't make kufr. Don't go into disbelief. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala next time you taste the food with your tongue. That's another blessing. When people are actually destroying themselves smoking cigarettes, forget the lungs, forget the hair, forget the smell, but it actually kills the taste buds, so they have to keep putting different things into the food to have that little taste. Stop that. You're killing something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you as a benefit. Don't take that cigarette and throw it out. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the weather that you enjoy. Stop cursing the rain. When the rain comes down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, says the dua is mustajab. The dua is accepted when the rain comes down. And you're cursing rain. Rather than cursing rain, curse yourself for being such a cursed human being. Don't curse rain and don't curse the weather. Say, this is all alhamdulillah rabbil alameen that we have that. Rain comes down, that's why you can drink fresh water through your Brita filter. People don't have that to drink. In Gaza Strip, they don't have that. They have eradicated all of that. They've actually put in sewer into the drinking water of the Palestinians. This is the people who have actually witnessed the Holocaust. Can you imagine? I can't fathom that. You are the one that was raped 40 years ago, 50 years ago, and you're one raping at the same speed as what you were raped. Wonderful. What lesson have you learned from humanity? What lesson have you learned? Actually, when you talk to the sincere Jew, right, he will actually tell you this is not right. This is not right. But there's very few of them. Because that's how it is. أَكْثَرْ مِنْ فَاسِقُونَ. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your health. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made you busy in bringing the sun up, in taking the moon down, in bringing the rain down, in moving the clouds. You're not busy in doing that. So be busy in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has made all those things. If anybody realized that, he will say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has taught such a pristine teaching that if you communicate that teaching, anybody who is listening has to bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and then Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is his last messenger. Why? Because you are not in a condition to look after the sun. You're not in a condition to bring down the rain. And this is a sign that Allah is saying that you're not even in a position to make or to swallow your own food or to digest your food. But I have given that as a voluntary process for you so that you may worship me. That you may worship me. This is the idea of the movement. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll just read this thing from Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, because we've been shuffled back and forth, room, no room, why not, go there. Of course they don't want us here, subhanAllah. You know, I'm telling you that. Don't think, oh yeah. Anyway. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he said, he actually taught to one of his companions, he said nine things. And he said, whoever acts upon them and observes their right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exalt his reward and raise his station to be amongst the most illustrious believers, meaning one of the high ones. And he said, eat, number one, he said, eat only what is permissible and healthy. Look, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, companion of the Messenger of Allah, he's saying, eat only what is permissible and healthy. and healthy. What did he do? He ate something that was healthy, right? He ate in moderation and things that were healthy. Now they're actually feeding pesticides. They're actually, what the chicken leaves behind after going to the bathroom, that's what they're feeding the bulls. And then when they cut the bulls, they come on our dinner plate and say, well, this is halal and tayyibah. This is not halal and tayyibah. This is something that's foul. That's why there's so many cancers that are happening, prostate cancer, bowel cancer, lung cancer, you just name it, because they're just, the influx of the amount of unhealthy things that we're taking in our body is amazing. So we should see what is healthy and what is not healthy. Number two, he said that do not accept any money save that which is blessed and lawful. So don't accept money that is from stolen goods, that is from things that are filthy. And number three, he said, do not let into your house anything except that which is beneficial and pleasing to Allah. How many things do we let in our houses that are not beneficial to Allah? How many things that we drag into our house? The TV, the cable, the satellite dish, the vulgar music. What else do we bring into the house that is not pleasing to Allah? And then we say, well, why are we facing this crisis? The reason we're facing this crisis, we don't know how to say our prayers properly. We don't know how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. And we're bringing these things that are evil in our house and saying, wow, we're facing a crisis. You're facing a crisis. Even Abu Darda is telling you over 1400 years ago that you will face this crisis. Don't bring anything that is not pleasing to Allah in your house. Be actually Khalifa in your house. Be a man enough to say, look, I'm not going to have that. I want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the right way. Number four, he said, pray to Allah, blessed be His name, to provide your earnings one day at a time. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives you that ability to earn, right? When our brother is selling hot dog out there, we should support him. He should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has this earning. And we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has given us this sustenance, whatever little or whatever great it may be. Number five, when you wake up in the morning, count yourselves amongst the dead, for then if you are one step closer to joining them. So count yourself amongst the dead every time you wake up in the morning, because this is a ritual exercise. You sleep, you don't know where you've gone in your sleep. And then you wake up in the morning. This is an exercise that the Day of Judgment will come. It's a sign that the Day of Judgment is al-haq. This is something that is the truth, that the Day of Judgment has to come. So we have to take that. Count yourself amongst the dead. As soon as you wake, open your eyes, then you will realize all the bounties that are around you. Number six, he said, entrust your guardianship to the sovereign hand of Almighty Allah, for He is the best of protectors. Hasbi Allahu ni'm al-wakil. He is the best of protectors. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, should someone insult you, offend you, or aim to fight you, then walk away from him and do not avenge yourself. Let Almighty Allah exonerate and defend you. That speaks for itself. Number eight, when you do something wrong, repent sincerely and immediately pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And finally he said, when you do something right, thank Allah, most exalted is His name, for His guidance and His countless favors upon you. Because they were worshipping Allah, that's why beautiful things can come out of their mouth like that. We can't make one half a sentence like that. Because we're bereft of guidance, we're bereft of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us be a people who actually worship Allah with sincerity in their heart, and be a people who actually come closer and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings that we have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and guide us.